Sports, politics, life. Roberts Robinson Chevrolet GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Online at robertsrobinson.com.
It's just an impossible decision today to decide whether to lead the podcast with sports or news. So we're going to allow you to decide, and I'll go by listener feedback over the last 24 hours. And we will start with sports because many of you have lost your Royals games from your Comcast Infinity package. And we'll have more information on that in a moment. Many of you are asking me, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? We'll go through the whole thing here in a moment. And the Royals, for lack of a better term, are absolutely amazing because every time you get worried about them now, they just surprise you and do something great. But we also have the frat boys in Chapel Hill at North Carolina, which I really wanted to be the lead of this podcast. So stay with the whole podcast today. We're gonna get with this. These frat boys in Chapel Hill at Pi Kappa Phi are amazing, and they've got some $300,000 in a GoFundMe right now to throw a party, if they so choose, because people are coming from everywhere to donate to them after they saved the desecration of that flag on campus, the American flag, Old Glory, on campus. So much to talk about. Our presenting sponsor today, our welcoming sponsor, is Smoke and Fire, the barbecue and fireplace. Jim and Joan Cotty, I've known for 25 years, and we were longtime supporters of theirs on Sports Radio 810, as we used to do a lot of remotes. May is National Barbecue Month. And I met with Jim last week, and he's going to be on the podcast next week, prior, just in front of Mother's Day, for great cooking ideas for you guys to cook for your wife or your mom on Mother's Day, either on the grill or with your smoker. We want you to remember this May, it's National Barbecue Month. He's got great discounts there. We're going to be announcing a contest next week with Smoke and Fire. We're going to have a grand prize package for one lucky listener, the podcast only. They will not advertise this anywhere else. I said, we're going to do this, Jim. We're going to come on. You got to bring something strong. He's going to put together an unbelievable package for a contest to win just by visiting Smoke and Fire and signing up. No purchase necessary. All you got to do is go by their store at 119th and Metcalf in Overland Park. You can go ahead and start this week and walk in and say, where do I sign up for the cool stuff Kevin's talking about? Because they're going to be putting the package together. I can't tell you exactly what's in it. We'll have more details next week. But if you go in shopping this week, say, can I go ahead and sign up? Now, I'm sure they'll let you sign up. No problem. 119th and Metcalf, they have grills, smokers, accessories, spices, rubs, all the best stuff. The Keatsmans have always cooked with all the best spices and rubs from Smoke and Fire, always. Jessica loves a salsa that they have there. It's a jalapeno-type salsa. It's spicy. They got really, really cool stuff at Smoke and Fire, and it's National Barbecue Month. They got great discounts going on right now and some floor models left from last year that you can basically just walk away with. 119th and Metcalf, new location. It's not the old spot. Not the old spot, and we'll get into that a little bit next week. This family that I've known for so long has been through a lot the last few years that we will not go into detail on. It's been tragic the last 3 years is all I can tell you. And they have been through an ordeal that you don't know anybody that's been through an ordeal like this. It is remarkable. And it's not our business. It's their private business. We're not going to go into that. I'm just going to tell you that it took them away from their business. It took them, COVID hit, all these different things clobbered this small business, just clobbered them. And they really could use our help right now. I said, Jim, Joan, I'm here for you. Whatever it is that you need, I got a whole bunch of listeners that buy spices and rubs and spatulas and tongs and grills and smokers, and they'd love to come to Smoke and Fire. It's my personal invitation to you to support this family in this small local business that I've been affiliated with for 25 years after they've been through quite an ordeal as a family over the last several years, and their small business obviously is under siege with, you know, online purchases and mega box stores and all this other stuff. These are good people. These are really good people committed to their community. They've been there for so many of us over 25 years. And I would just ask this spring, if you're going to be buying anything related to grilling, smoking, cooking, check out Smoke and Fire. Give them a chance to earn your business. 119th and Metcalf in Overland Park. Smoke and Fire is the barbecue and fireplace. Okay, we start with all of you that have lost your Royals games, including my mom, who called, I won't say frantically, but she has this high pitch to her when she calls. She's like, Kevin. I'm like, okay, I know what this is about. I know. I can't even quantify how important the Royals games are to my mom. Now, they don't play until Friday night. again, and I said this could be resolved by Friday night. She was going to call Comcast and ask them what to do. She has Xfinity, I believe. I said, well, they're not going to tell you what to do. They want you to stay right where you are. They want to work their deal out with Bally Sports. Bally Sports produces Royals games. They own the rights to produce Royals games. Then the games get sold off to entities everywhere. I'm on Spectrum. It has Bally Sports. I'm happy. I've always been happy with Spectrum. And I stream. I stream all kinds of stuff through Spectrum. It's the combination of cable and streaming, and I've got everything I need. I've got high speed. Every podcast you've ever heard of KKHI has been produced through Spectrum, fiber optic streaming, and the internet that I have in my home. It's been reliable. It's terrific. I'm not endorsing them. I'm just telling you what I've chosen to do. You choose what you do. But these things happen. We've had a couple things over the years that Spectrum's had a battle with somebody, and we've lost programming for a couple days. It usually is a couple of days, if not a few hours. So we'll see if they get a deal done by first pitch tomorrow night. I don't know if they will or not. Comcast is big, just like Spectrum. They're nationwide. So fans of the Tigers and the Twins and other Major League Baseball teams have also lost their games through Bally Sports because it's a national operation. And my mom's very concerned about this. Here's your best option, because it's my belief this will get settled. If you like Comcast Xfinity and you don't want to change everything, and the thing in this business is people don't want to change. Once you have something you're familiar with, you don't want new clickers, you don't want new channels, you don't want to change everything. I get it. Stay with them if you like them. This is what I told my mom. I said, if you like Comcast Xfinity, if you like them, other than this, stay with them. Don't go changing. Hey, I think that's a Billy Joel song. Don't go changing. It might be an Elton John and Kiki D song as well. Don't go changing my heart. Yeah, okay, lots of don't go changing songs. So don't go changing. Stay where you are. It's going to get resolved. I believe that. The best thing you can do right now is go to ballysports.com. They have a 7-day free trial. Now remember, you're going to have to give them credit card information and all this stuff to sign up for your 7-day free trial. But you can get this entire homestand of Royals games, okay, every single game free. And if it gets settled with Comcast, you cancel and it's cost you nothing. Or you can do what I recommended my mom do, and that is plunk your card down for $14.99 and stream the Royals games for the next 2 months. It's going to give you May and June, and certainly it will be resolved by then. It'll be back on Comcast. That's your two best options. There's other ways. There's FUBU and some other different things that you can do. MLB.com, you can watch on your computer. You can pay for it there. There are things that you can do if you want to watch the Royals games. The reason this is important, folks, is the Royals are good. They're tied for the league lead in most wins in the American League. Seth Lugo, who pitched yesterday, went to 5-1 on the year. He leads the American League in wins. Salvador Perez is undoubtedly going to be the player of the month in April in the American League. He leads the league in hitting. He leads the league in RBIs. And he's Salvador freaking Perez. Have you watched the guy catch? He's even having fun at first base. He plays baseball like a 7-year-old. I love the man. I just absolutely love the way he plays baseball. And the Royals maybe have the most talented player in all of baseball in Bobby Witt Jr., who on Wednesday was 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored, an RBI, and made the best play of the year at shortstop you've ever seen. He went moving over towards second base in the grass behind the dirt in short center field. Nobody was on, so instead of diving at it, which does no good, if you dive at it, you can't get... He half dives, half slides on his knees, snags the ball, and throws sidearm like Mahomes would while sliding to first base at 84 miles an hour and gets the guy out. I've never seen anything like it. Never seen a play like that in short center field by a shortstop. Never in my life. Again, there were no runners on. So, like, if a runner's on second base, you just dive, get the ball, allow the hitter to get a base hit to keep the run from scoring. But there was nobody on. His only play was, I got to get this guy out. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, the Royals are doing things. They are well worth watching every single time. And the amazing part about them right now is they'd lost 3 in a row. The road trip looked like a disaster. They won their first game. They lost 2 to Detroit. They didn't hit at all. They lost the first game in Toronto, a pretty good team, and you thought, uh-oh, this trip is in real peril. And then here comes Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo. Oh, my God. You want to talk about streak stoppers. We sit here and watch these losing streaks all these years and said if they just had one guy in the rotation, that every 5 days you could count on to go out there and stop the streak and win you a game to keep you in the season. Well, the Royals are better than that. They trot Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo out there against the Blue Jays, and it's like slamming a safe shut on somebody and locking them inside. The Blue Jays were toast with Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo. They couldn't touch them. And the Royals win the last two games. They go 3-3 on the road trip, and this just in, we'll take all the 500 road trips we can get because the Royals look like they're going to be one tough son of a gun to beat at Kauffman Stadium. So we'll take it. Any road trip where the Royals lose three in a row and finish 500, you dance and you celebrate and you pop the cold ones on the charter jet home. That's what you do. And that's where the Royals are. Michael Massey's homered two games in a row. He had a big three-run homer yesterday. The Royals win 6-1. I didn't see if anybody won late last night. The Royals, somebody may have won a 20th game last night. But the Royals have 19 wins. They set a team record with 17 wins before May 1st. I mean, they're just... I've counted them out twice. They've had a couple of streaks where they're losing. I'm like, they're done. Here we go. Back to the old. And then they're not back to the old. Then they go out and play ball like yesterday where your eyes pop and you go, that's not a good team. That's a great team. Now, it's a great team with flaws. There's four or five guys in the lineup that cannot hit. Can't hit. They had two dudes starting yesterday under 200. They had a couple more under 215. But one of them's been Massey. His average has been low, and he's homered in back-to-back days. Hunter Renfroe is not going to hit for any average. But if he can find a way to hit 22 home runs this year, he'll contribute. He does a great job in right field. He's got a terrific arm. It's well thought out. It's well planned out. They're going to have moments where they frustrate you. They don't hit. They will. We know that. But even when the pitching looked bad, Lugo had a bad outing. Reagans had a bad outing. They bounce back in Toronto and lights out locked them down. They've even settled the bullpen. It's not a great bullpen, but it's settled down. You know, it's like you're having a cold and now you're not sneezing anymore. Your nose runs a little bit, but you're not sneezing anymore. You lost your headache. It's all good. You're feeling better. Royals are something. So there's the advice on what to do with them with Comcast, Xfinity, or wherever you watch the Royals. Stadium news out on Wednesday. Manny Abarco is a Jackson County legislator who loves the limelight. Abarco is the guy that runs around and says stuff and does nothing. It's kind of who and what he is. There's a lot of that in Jackson County and Kansas City, Missouri. He's now saying that he wants to bring forth a Chiefs stadium-only bill in November. So let's recap a little bit of yesterday very shortly because you're up on this and you know. The Kansas legislature is prepared overwhelmingly to vote yes for star bonds. Their legislative session ended May 1st. They're going to need a special session this summer in order to do this, but they're going to call a special session to lower Kansans' taxes this summer. They're going to agree on something, and when they do, they're going to also vote on the star bonds being 100% for the Chiefs and or Royals to move to Kansas. We think it will vote easily. It has massive support on both sides of the aisle. It is free money for the Chiefs first and foremost. Clearly, that's what Kansas is targeting because the Royals have shown no interest in being in Kansas. So the Kansans are after the Chiefs. So here comes Manny Abarco trying to score points, saying he wants to put a measure on the ballot in Jackson County for the Chiefs to get their own 3/8 cent sales tax in Jackson County and let people vote on it in November for the Chiefs only. Sorry, Royals, you have been kicked to the curb in a hurry on all this. You better get down on your hands and knees and start groveling with the people in North Kansas City if you want to stay in Kansas City. It seems reasonable. You did a lot of work there. You did a lot of work over the last 2 years looking at North Kansas City. Get back on the horn with them and get it done. Get the governor of Missouri to jump on board. Maybe he'll throw in $500 million. Go get your hundreds of millions from the county, and switch it up. Let's go. That needs to be the play for the Royals. It's obvious that's what they need to focus on right now is just across the river in North Kansas City. It'll be a cool spot. It will be great. It will work. And it will be better than where they are. But right now, Manny Abarco running around on a Chiefs-only bill has one slight problem. No more than did this bonehead go to the media and say, I'm going to get this on the ballot. We're going to do this. We're going to put it out there in November. No more than he did that. Frank White, the Jackson County executive, drafts a letter and says, yeah, there's a problem here. Here's the law. The law says after you vote on anything for parks and the voters have voted on it, you cannot bring up another vote for at least a year. Can't be done. It's against the law. That makes sense. It's called democracy and it's the will of the people. If the people of Jackson County, overwhelmingly, almost 60-40, almost, voted down the new sales tax as they did on April 2nd, you cannot bring it until April of next year. That's a good law. That's a good law. Why would you disrespect the people? Chop the thing up, cherry pick it, throw it back on the ballot in November and do it again. It was your idea in the first place to do it in April. You should have to wait a year. Jackson County, stand down. Mayor Q, stand down. Let's see what Jeff City has to say about all this. They've got more money than you anyway. Let's see if the Republicans in Jefferson City can save Jackson County and the Royals and Chiefs and Mayor Q. And maybe they focus their attention on the Royals in North Kansas City. I'm fine with that. I think right now, if you had Vegas betting odds, the Royals are at the Legends in KCK. I'm sorry, the Chiefs are at the Legends in KCK, and the Royals are in North Kansas City. I think that's the way it's going to shake out. We'll see. A lot can change. It's fluid. But it all signs are pointing to the Royals in North Kansas City and the Chiefs in KCK. And I think the bottom line is Jackson County and Kansas City, Missouri. We sit here, we're 2.5 million people, right? I don't know how many people live in Kansas City, Missouri, like 3.5 million or 350,000, something like that. Like 15% of this metropolitan area lives in Kansas City, Missouri. Yet that's all we ever talk about is the dysfunction in KCMO and Jackson County. That's all the news is. It's all the crime. It's all the parade shootings. It's, you know, everything's Kansas City, this, Kansas City, that. It always happens in Kansas City, Missouri. For some reason, it all makes news. All of the malcontents are there. All the encampments are there. All the so-called marginalized people looking for handouts or attention or shutting down billionaires. They're the fringe left. They're all in one place and they get all the attention. We're seeing it on college campuses everywhere. We'll have more on that in a moment. We're seeing it everywhere, including Lawrence now. This is the fringe. It's the fringe element of America gets all the media coverage. That's Kansas City, Missouri in our metropolitan area. They are not the norm. They are not reflective of our entire community. They think they are. They want to impose what they are on everyone else because you're a bad person if you don't believe what they believe. But to be honest, they're losers. I can't say it any other way. They're freaking losers. Everything they try to do in Kansas City, Missouri, Jackson County fails. It's discombobulated. They have infighting, and it's mostly left-on-left crime. That's what we're talking about. I don't mean literally crime. I'm talking politics. It's left-on-left politics. You're trying to appease the arts people, the pay no tenants people, whatever that thing is, the homeless encampment people. You're trying to appease all these people. And what you do is you scare off a billionaire who wants to build a ballpark and an economic stimulus right where it matters most. Because you're inept and your policies are inept. And these teams are fools to do business, any business. If I were the Chiefs, I'd say, no, thank you. Do not put me on the ballot. If you put me on the ballot, we're going to make a statement that we don't want it to pass and we won't accept it. Let it simmer for a while. You've got time. Kansas gave you a little time. I don't think you're going to beat Kansas on the Chiefs anyway. I don't think they're interested in staying there. I don't. I think they're interested in a better deal and breaking free from you in Jackson County in Kansas City, Missouri. And I don't blame them. I think we'd all do the same thing. All right, we'll get to some Chiefs news in a moment. We want to let you know we're brought to you today by BStock.net. My friend Chris and his team at BStock have all kinds of great graduation gift ideas. MacBooks, laptops, iPads, they're all discounted, way less than Nebraska Furniture Mart or Best Buy or Costco or any of those places. Brand new, in the box, with warranty. BStock.net, online, they'll ship them wherever you live. Or you can walk right in, 14680 South Flaming Road. Right now, they have an LG 65-inch OLED, which is the highest level TV they make, for $950. That's the high-end Sam's LG OLED. If you want to check that out, visit them in store BStock.net in Olathe. TicketsForLess.com is also a great gift card idea for graduation. Graduates love concerts, they love games, they love going to things, and you can get an impersonal Visa gift card for your best friend's kid graduating or something like that. You know, that's, I'm not talking about your kids graduating. We all know people that are graduating, and we wind up getting them gifts, and you get invited to these parties. You can give them an impersonal Visa gift card, and they're probably going to go buy beer with it or something of that nature. Don't. Get them a Tickets for Less gift card or a BStock gift card. It's a great idea. It is a great graduation idea. They'll get something they can really use and remember, and they might even remember you, or they might think of you while they're at a concert and go, yeah, I had this Tickets for Less gift card that I got from Kev. Promo code KKHI on any tickets for the Royals homestand this weekend as they're playing the Rangers and the Brewers on this homestand. TicketsForLess.com, promo code KKHI. And the Finch Knife Company is getting ready to debut a bunch of new knives the rest of this year. It'll be a new series pretty much every month. They're coming in. Check website weekly to see which new items they have. They're just getting better and better and better. FinchKnifeCo.com. If you've never seen a Finch pocket knife, visit Shields and see them in person. Go out this weekend. There could be a little rain this weekend. If you're doing a little shopping, go on out to Shields. It's a cool place to shop. They're great conservatives at Shields. They got our statue of Ronald Reagan right in front of the front door. Doesn't get any better than that. Go into Shields, go upstairs to the sporting goods, check out all the knives up there, and you will see the Finch pocket knives. They'll take them out of the case, let you hold them. You can see them. FinchKnifeCo.com. A national report indicates the Chiefs have been told by the league to expect at least half a season suspension for Rashee Rice. 8 games. Okay. The Chiefs will have to adjust accordingly, but that will work out okay. I'm sure that will be fine in some fashion or another. Chiefs will be a little shorthanded at wide receiver without Rashee Rice. I think we can all recognize that, but you got to figure it out, and the Chiefs will. The coolest Chiefs news this week was from the New Heights podcast, where Jason Kelce was talking about hiring a professional organizer at their home. They had a bunch. He's retired now, and he's got a bunch of memorabilia, clutter, stuff. The basement's jammed. You've been there. We've all been there. We have junk we shouldn't have kept. We have things we don't need, and we have storage rooms that are unorganized. And he said the coolest thing he's ever done is hire a professional organizer to come in and organize his crap in the basement. And Travis Kelce goes, yeah, I had that done too, and it's really cool to do that, but I've had to do something else now. And Jason's like, what that? He goes, I had to call the post office and tell him no more mail. Travis Kelce's address got out, and the Swifties got it, and it was like a giant bag of love letters from Swifties every day showing up at his house. And he's like, yeah, in Leawood. They're like, you can't do this anymore. And he has basically shut it off. Now, I don't know who he hires or what he does to go through all that, but it's an impossibility. This is the confluence of social media, easy information like an address, the internet, and old school snail mail. Because these girls know, these 16-year-old girls know that if they're DMing Travis Kelce, he's not going to see it. And he's not going to respond that millions will do this and not get, but if they send something to his house, he's going to see it, right? It's at least it's going to be there where Taylor sleeps. Insane. He's had to stop his mail. I got no advice on that one. Trav, I'm sure Trav will figure it out, or his people will figure it out. I'll say this about Travis Kelce. It's a great gig. He's gotten a nice pay raise. He's making more money, and she's loaded. But it's getting a hell of a lot more expensive to be Travis Kelce. Can you imagine the money you spend on things like this? If your mail gets held, somebody has to pick it up. You got to store it somewhere. You have to destroy it, or you have to read it, or you have to do. Somebody has to go through it. Honest to goodness, somebody has to go through it. There could be something in there that's important. I don't know. I don't know how these people live. I can't even imagine. Kansas City Star wanted to remind us it's race week. I thought we had a terrific interview with Pat Warren this week, and many of you reached out and said you really, really enjoyed it. It's race week at Kansas Speedway. We got the doubleheader with the ARCA and the truck race on Saturday, the cup race on Sunday, the Advent Health 400. And it looks like it's going to be nice on Sunday for that race. We may dodge some drips a little bit on Saturday, but they've got plenty of time built in between races that they can stack those things next to each other. So it looks like we're going to be okay there. And it was great to have Pat Warren on, but the Kansas City Star, their lead sports story today, you go to their sports section online, their lead sports story isn't sports at all. It is about the, quote, drive for diversity, a long-running program in NASCAR to get drivers of that are not white. Non-white drivers is the best way to say it. We got to stop using the word diversity. We just need to say non-white. Because the world is a diverse, the world is already diverse. We're trying to take smaller areas and make them diverse when we don't even recognize that the world is nothing but diversity. It's why we have Palestinians and Jews going at each other. Diversity. It's true. Anyway, that's a whole other topic for a different day. They pawn this off as a sports story. But as we know, everybody likes to do, they like to use sports for race. The Star doesn't have a race in sports reporter. I'm not talking about races like the NASCAR race. I'm talking about race as in racial. But they do have a race reporter. Toriano Porter is basically a race-baiting columnist and writer at the Star. They didn't have him do this story. They had Randy Kovitz write it, who I've known for 40 years. Randy Kovitz is long retired from the Kansas City Star, but they occasionally hire him to cover things like NASCAR, things that he's covered in the past, where they'll pay him on a freelance basis to go out there and cover it because he knows the sport. He covered it for many years for the Star. It's race week. They get Kovitz's press pass. He goes and covers it for the week, and they pay him to go cover this for a week. Now, they surely assigned him this story. My guess is what Randy Kovitz would like to write about is the anti-Palestinian protesters and the Jews. That's just my guess. But he's writing about race in NASCAR. Drive for diversity. And I don't feel bad for him. I don't know if this was an oversight or something that just got edited out. I can't say. But this is a remarkable story because I didn't know this. I know about Daniel Suarez, who's won a race this year. We know about Bubba Wallace. We know about the race hoax. The race hoax was never mentioned in this story. But it was mentioned that Kyle Larson was the first person to go through the Drive for Diversity program and win a NASCAR Cup race. Now, I didn't know Kyle Larson wasn't white. Did you? Kyle Larson has won 24 cup races in a short period of time. He's been a star the last handful of years, an absolute star. Kyle Larson, apparently, according to this story, is of Japanese descent, but he was born in California. He doesn't look very Asian to me. Is it a quarter? Is it an eighth? Is it 1/16th Japanese? Whatever. He counts as going through the Drive for Diversity program. And the craziest part of this, again, I'm not picking on Randy. I have so much respect for Randy and love the guy. And whatever. The Star is, these things are so misguided. This is how stupid this is. The Star writes a story about diversity, and the first man through, the most successful driver ever through the diversity program of NASCAR is Kyle Larson, who nobody knew is anything but white, and has won 24 cup races, and in 2020 was suspended for a racial slur, apologized to African Americans, went to sensitivity training, missed a whole bunch of races, made a visit to Minneapolis to stand with George Floyd protesters or see the monument to George Floyd, and was allowed back in because he's a great driver. So the guy who is the poster child for diversity looks white, apparently is not, made a racial slur against African Americans, was suspended, came back, and has won 24 races. You cannot make this stuff up in this country. How hard we try to write things about diversity, equity, inclusion, and things like that, and how frequently, when you do, the story just blows up in your face. There is no feel-good story to Kyle Larson. I think he said the word. And he blamed it on, well, I used to drive internationally and they used the word everywhere and it just slipped. It's not really reflective of me. So he goes to diversity training. He's suspended. He's out of the sport. He visits the George Floyd Monument. He apologizes and he's back and he wins 24 races. And now we're propping him up as the drive for diversity? Oh my God, you're kidding me. I don't remember when he was being suspended anybody saying, well, he's a minority too. I mean, am I a minority? I got German and Irish blood in me. Is that a minority? We're lumping all of Europe together and saying if you're white and from any of those countries, you're not diverse. Does it get more diverse than German and Irish? I'm going to guess once upon a time in Europe, it didn't get a whole lot more diverse than that. Good Lord. Stop trying so hard, I guess, is my message. Just stop trying so hard. Tip of the cap. This is great. Norm Stewart has entered the Hall of Famous Missourians. He is the 50th member of this incredibly exclusive club. This is not the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. He's been in that forever. 89-year-old Norm Stewart, the winningest basketball coach in the history of the University of Missouri, was entered into the Hall of Famous Missourians this week as the 50th person in. Would you like to hear some names of people that are in it? This is amazing. Well, we'll start with Harry Truman. Goes without saying. How about Sacagawea? Walt Disney? Walter Cronkite? Bob Barker? Stan Musial? I could go on and on, but I'm going to stop with Norm Stewart. I love that man. I covered that team for almost 10 years. I have played golf with him. I am really good friends and have been for a long, long time with Jack Harry, who is very good friends with Norm. Norm Stewart's the best. He's just, there's no other way to describe it. He's the best. We need more people like Norm Stewart. He was recognized and should be recognized, not just for his wins as a basketball coach at Missouri, but for starting Coaches versus Cancer, which has now raised over $150 million. That is a legacy. That is a greater thing behind to leave this world with than winning a national championship. Norm Stewart was a great coach. Great coach. An even greater human being. Way to go, Norm. We love you. Our news today is brought to you by Amazing Garage Floors, online at amazinggaragefloors.net. I don't know what you're waiting on. I get one email a week from somebody who sends me something and says, oh, P.S., I'm pushing hard with my wife here trying to get this garage floor thing done. Do it, man. Do it. It's worth any flack you're going to catch from her. When it's done, she's going to require that you keep it clean. She pulls her car in the garage too. She's going to like it. Everybody forgets that part. If the wife's giving you any resistance about, well, I don't really spend the money on a garage floor right now, do it. Man, this is the time to get it done. John and Heather would love to hear from you. Just give them a call, 913-901-7139. Now, me, I don't even ask. When I sealed my concrete with them, my sidewalk and driveway, I didn't talk to Jessica. I'm just doing this because we're saving this concrete. We built this house. We're protecting this. This isn't going to start cracking and falling apart on me. I'm not going to do it. I'm protecting it. No discussion there. I just did it. But the garage floors, you might have to sneak off and do that on your own if you're going to seal. The garage floor is easy. She's going to love that too. AmazingGarageFloors.net. Ideal Health KC is Dr. Kip Van Camp. He's going to be on the podcast next week. Looking forward to having Dr. Kip on. We're going to talk about regenerative medicine and back pain. Many of you want to know about back pain. Yes, about 40% of his practice is people with back pain. We talk more about joints, shoulders, stiffness, things like that, where they always want to do surgery or give you steroids. Regenerative medicine is better for you. It's your body's tissue. But there are 5 different types of back injuries or back pains that Dr. Kip treats. For more information, if you don't want to wait for the podcast next week, just call him, 913-745-5300. That's 745-5300 or online at idealhealthkc.com. And my buddy Trevor Holsinger over at Aspen Wealth Management would love for any KKHI listeners to come in for a free financial checkup just to see what you're doing and see if it's right. They can help. They can give you advice, how to pay off this bill first, this credit card, whatever it may be, if you're upside down. They will do this free of charge in hopes that you get it turned around and somewhere in the future, you become a client of theirs. Who does that? No, I'm telling you, nobody does that. And that's only for KKHI listeners. If you'd like a free financial checkup, call Trevor and Tavis Holsinger at 913-491-0500. They'd also work with you on a dynamic smart portfolio, tactical asset allocation, Rose Rock, which captures equity market appreciation but protects you when the market turns down. These guys are solid, man. Check them out. AspenWealth.com is the website, AspenWealth.com, or call 913-491-0500. On to the news and where I really wanted to lead today, and that is the frat boys at North Carolina. I love these frat boys. They looked a lot. I don't know why the frat boys today look like what I look like in college. Everything that's old is new again. They got the golf shirt on, the collar, the hair's a little longer. There's not mullets in the back, but the hair's wavy, and it looks like the 80s, man. These guys look like they're living in the 80s and they're in college. And the frat boys at Pi Kappa Phi said, not on our watch, you Palestinian freaks, or as they call them on their website, their GoFundMe page, commie losers and unwashed Marxist horde. Commie losers and the unwashed Marxist horde. They are dirty people. Have you noticed they're dirty? I guess that's why it's so easy to just sit for a week in a tent on a campus is you don't wash yourself. You're just gross and dirty to begin with. They nailed it. They're commie losers and unwashed Marxist horde. So they were led by a guy who's now become sort of famous and done interviews, who stood watch over the other boys holding the flag up. The Palestinians are trying to rip the flag down. They're going to desecrate it. They're going to stomp on it. They might burn it. They're going to do whatever. They're taking the flag down on the campus at Chapel Hill, and these frat boys come over, and they go, over my dead body, is what the leader of the frat boys said. Or is this group of unwashed Marxist horde going to take my flag down? They're commie losers, and it's not happening. And they meant it. We will stand here, and we will fight for this flag. If you P-words want to bring it, like they wanted to fight them. I'm certain they wanted to fight them. If you guys come at us, we'll throw down with you right now. Let's go. These kids weren't going to start anything, but that flag was not going to touch the ground. And they held it, and they held it, and they held it until the Palestinian Marxist commie freaks were moved away and officials came in and were able to raise the flag back up. We know what the university president said at Chapel Hill. That flag is not coming down. This university belongs to the people of North Carolina and the students at this university. We now know that the majority of protesters are not students in any way. UCLA is about to burn today. Overnight last night, UCLA was on fire, basically. They had all kinds of crazy stuff happen there. Flashbangs, rubber bullet guns were deployed but not fired. Big numbers, lots of violence, broken stuff everywhere at UCLA because they don't want to arrest anybody at this point. So that's what's happening in your liberal enclaves. It's pretty predictable where it's happening. These are not students. This is organized. Soros groups are funding it. They're in brand new $2,000 tents from REI camping out. They're bringing them supplies. They're asking for humanitarian aid. We need to be fed. Help us while we're sitting here destroying your campus. And these boys at North Carolina weren't going to have it. Somebody started a GoFundMe page, and it's to $300,000 already. Just for them to throw a party. John Rich, the country singer, says he's in. He's going to go do it for free. He'll play a concert for these guys at their frat house. Now, I'm not sure that John Rich, a little older, they'd love it. You'll take John Rich. It's free. You'll take it. But if they want to go out and hire Post Malone or somebody, they'd probably get that. Kid Rock. They're going to get whatever they want. I'm literally thinking about donating to them. I'm just so proud of young people. There was also something called the Republican Club at North Carolina that joined in this and are supporting this now. And they're basically at these demonstrations doing nothing but taking shifts guarding the flag. That's what they're doing. Great. You got your protest. We got ours. You are not touching this flag. And if you come near us, it will get violent. You Marxist horde of unwashed, smelly, dirty people. God bless these boys. Seriously, that's so great. We're seeing so many positive things out there. There's no way the Democrats can win. If they win, there's no question our system is cheated. America is conservative right now. One of the donors to this fund was a guy named Bill Ackman. Apparently, he's a billionaire and a huge Democrat donor, and he donated $10,000 to these boys. Now, my question is it the Bill Ackman, or is there another Bill Ackman? They're trying to make sure that that's the case, but there are reports everywhere that it is the billionaire Democrat donor has switched sides, and he's now funding frat boys at North Carolina for protecting the flag from all the leftist wackos on campus. Lawrence has protests. Lawrence has protests because, well, it took him a while. Lawrence is a lot like Mayor Q. Now, we know Mayor Q loves KU. And, you know, he should have had a DUI over there. He slept in his car. He slept off a bender one night in his car in Lawrence. And because he was connected, didn't get a DUI, sitting in the driver's seat of his car. But God, good for him, whatever. We know he loves KU. The mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, he loves KU. And Mayor Q's career is always him running about a year or two behind the other Democrats that are out front. He's a follower, not a leader. KU, this is embarrassing. What took you so long? It's taken you 2 weeks to organize your demonstration. Well, we knew it was coming. Lawrence is more left than Manhattan or Columbia. It's not close. Not that protests can't come up on those campuses too, but we expected the freaks in Lawrence to lead the way. I mean, we really did. We expected all the liberals in Lawrence to lead the way. Why were they not doing this 10 days ago? I'm so disappointed. They picked a spot where there's a shelter. They have shade. They're in a park. It's covered. They're not going to have to pitch tents. If it rains, they can all get underneath the shelter. Amazing. Then we saw, chaotically, a demonstration where on one side, this is the best thing that ever happened. On one side, you had the freaks, the Marxists, the commie horde, the Palestinians, the Hamas terrorist supporters. On the other side, you had conservatives, pro-Israel, a lot of Trump flags, the whole deal. They had little barricades up. These people are about 50 feet apart. And the Trump supporters start chanting, F Joe Biden. Then the camera pans over to the freak show on the left, and they start chanting with them. You got them all. You got Hamas. You've got Hamas and Jews chanting the same thing, F Joe Biden. You can't make that up. God bless America for free speech. Wouldn't be my choice of words, but it's 2024. It seems like acceptable practice these days. Everybody was in agreement. You had like 10 different factions represented in one place, and they're all chanting F Joe Biden. There's no way he wins. It is an impossibility Joe Biden wins. If he does, America's dead. It doesn't mean it's dead in the future. It means it's dead today. If Joe Biden wins this time, clearly we do not have free and fair elections. They've taken control. Clearly. Clearly. As any dictator would. Remember, what they try to accuse Republicans of, they are always doing themselves. And when they talk about Trump being a dictator and taking over permanently, that means they think they have. In some fashion, they wouldn't be trotting Joe Biden out there if they didn't think they're going to win, which means they think they've already done something to game the system and win again. What that is, I don't know, but they're very confident in it. Truly amazing. The House Homeland Security Committee put out a report this week that by mid-October 2023, 1.6 inadmissible migrants. What a stupid word. That's illegal aliens. But these are the bad people. These are the people that they can't give work visas to. They're not doing anything to. This is 1.6 million people came in that should not be here, that are bad dudes, that are inadmissible, that we can't find anything in the system to possibly allow them in. They're convicted. They have this prior. They've been here before and been booted. They've done this on our soil, whatever. 1.6 million of them that needed to be processed and were waiting for travel authorizations. In or out, mostly in. This is Mayorkas trying to do a mass parole scheme and just parole all these people and allow them to be here. In the report, it listed airports where these people were flown in, and KCI was one of them. We now know for a fact. Criminals, illegal aliens, inadmissible people that you can't process were flown into Kansas City. Many of them, I'm guessing, were let out and just let go. It's part of a mass parole scheme, but you should know that. Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, went on Hannity, and it didn't go well Wednesday night. I did on a patron podcast a couple of days ago. She wrote a book called No Going Back. I'm done with Kristi Noem in any discussion to be Donald Trump's running mate. It's a non-starter. She wrote in her book that she shot with a shotgun her 14-month-old dog, not 14-year-old dog, her 14-month-old dog, because it wouldn't behave, and she deemed it dangerous. It killed the neighbor's chickens. It killed the neighbor's chickens after they'd gone hunting, and she said the bird dog was useless. They were trained it had a collar, the whole thing. It was useless. She couldn't train it. So she stopped at her neighbor's one day and apparently left the window down on her truck with this dangerous dog in it. The dog jumped out and went and got the chickens and killed a whole bunch of them. The dog needed to be trained, and if not trained, it needed to be off the farm and in a foster home where they're not trying to teach it to go kill birds or be around chickens and goats. The same day she shot her dog with a shotgun, which is not the way to do it. I'm not a gun expert, but I know that's not the way you do it. She also put down a 14-year-old goat. She's like, well, I'm going to kill stuff today. Let's bring the goat down here to the gravel pit. She shot the goat with a shotgun, and that didn't come close to killing it. It's laying there writhing in pain. She writes in her book she had to go back to the house and get another shotgun shell or two and pump it into the goat to kill it. I'm like, okay, I understand you have to put dogs down sometimes. That would not be my choice in this day. This was 20 years ago. It still wouldn't have been my choice. I would euthanize the dog or take it to a vet or a shelter and see if they could rehabilitate the dog and say, this is not for my farm. I will give you $100, $200 to shelter this dog for a while and see if somebody wants to try to train it or find a new home for it. And if you have to put it down, you have to put it down. I'm not going to shoot this dog. No way. That's got to be a thing of the past. Shooting your dog has to be a thing of the past. Sorry, it does. But the real dysfunction here is putting it in the book. How can you be that stupid and tone deaf to put this in your book? If you put that in your book and you're that dumb, you cannot run for vice president with Donald Trump. Sorry, because vice presidents don't win the election for anybody, but they can lose it. See Sarah Palin, what they did to her. They'll do the same to Kristi Noem. He can no longer, and Trump, this is what scares me, Trump doesn't like dogs. He may think this is cool that she did it. I don't know. If they do this and the dog people are against them, they have no chance of winning. They will lose the election. Dog people, I'm telling you, I'm in the inner circle of the dog people now. I'm in it. There is nothing that matters more. Nothing. And it's not that they're against putting dogs down or euthanizing dogs or all these things. Certainly not dangerous dogs. We're all accepting of that. These dogs that maul kids or dangerous or whatever. We had some friends who lost their dog because the other dog next door pulled it through a fence. I felt like that dog should have been put down. So I'm not for keeping dogs from being put down. There are dangerous dogs that you cannot rehabilitate. And Kristi Noem may have had one of them. She may have been right, but she may not have done the right thing with a 14-month-old dog. That might not be long enough to decide, but you don't put it in your book. You don't. To me, that disqualifies her from running with Trump. And so there you have it. All right, our final today is brought to you by Buck Disposal online at buckdisposal.com. Call 913-242-7695, buckdisposal.com. Amini's Galleria, 105th and Metcalf in Overland Park. They've got a huge outdoor furniture sale. They also have last year's floor models right now, massive discounts, and 72 months, no interest financing right now. First come, first serve, Amini's this weekend or online at Amini's.com. And Stroud's Chicken and Stroud's Catering. Oak Ridge Manor in the Northland or 135th and 69 Highway in Overland Park are the great Stroud's restaurant. Every bite you take is a taste of tradition at Stroud's. Now Stroud's Catering would be happy to do your office party, your backyard picnic, or carry it out. They do express delivery, where they don't set up a bunch of stuff. They can just bring it right to your house for your big party, and you do the rest with all your silverware and utensils, or they'll send a whole staff and cater it completely for you. Online at StroudsCatering.com. StroudsCatering.com. Cool stuff. Our final is a repeat of yesterday's podcast. I heard from many of you that voted for our friends in Norbern, Missouri, for the Norbern Soybean Festival. Folks, this little community of 700 has a chance to make $100,000 from an oil company. I suggest we help them. They're one of three finalists in America in the Hometown Throwdown competition, where you basically tell them what your hometown festival is, and you enter, and there's voting, and you send videos and all this. This is about the Norbern Soybean Festival, which is this August. It was named, out of 100 entries, it was named one of the top three hometown festivals in America, Right now, they're up against a town in Wisconsin and a town in Minnesota. We've got to get on this. We got to spread the word. The website is simple. Cenex. It's the oil company. You've seen it. It's mostly in smaller communities. C-E-N-E-X. Cenex. It's a gas station. It's an oil company. You've heard of them, right? Cenex. HometownThrowdown.com. I know that's confusing. Or you can Google Norbourne, Missouri, but it's spelled Norbourne. N-O-R-B-O-R-N-E. It's like Tom Osborne. But it's Norbourne. Norbourne, Missouri. The Soybean Festival. I voted. Jessica's voted. Many of you have voted. We need more. We got to get them at least 500 votes from this podcast. It takes less than 5 minutes. Just do it. Cenex, hometownthrowdown.com for the Norbourne, Missouri Soybean Festival. We got to win this, baby, at KKHI.
Kevin Keatsman Has Issues has been presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet GMC and is produced by Crooked Tail Media. Please hit the like or follow button wherever you listen or give us a review. For premium content, podcasts, and weekly newsletter, join as a patron at kkhasissues.com for as little as $5 a month. Support all our sponsors and other conservative businesses at thekklist.com.
This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media, Incorporated.